batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Now, everything old is new again. America's entertainment pop culture talk show.
It may well possess a rudimentary intelligence.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Felt a great disturbance in the force.
Hello, I'm Mr. Ray.
Come on, work like a dog for me.
Where's the goodies?
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
I bet you wouldn't have done anything like this if Mom and Dad were here.
You filthy criminal.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Here are your hosts, Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
Are you alone out here? What are you doing so deep in the jungle? Don't we know what you are? I know what you are. Poor, sweet little cow. I'll keep you close. Let go of your fear now and trust in me.
Nice, the live-action Disney movie Jungle
Book. Like another superhero movie right there.
It sort of did. This is Everything Old is New Again with Douglas Viviani and the ever, I'll use it again, animated David Cohen. Although animated is the actual opposite of what we're kind of talking about here today. Or it goes along. The point is, our discussion today turns upon Disney and these live-action movies that Disney has on the way. We have seen Cinderella, which came out about 6 months ago, maybe a little bit more, and was a very successful, well-done movie, for sure.
Yeah. By the way, when we say live-action, because Doug had to explain this to me before the show, we mean not animated, with actual actors in the movie.
Exactly.
I didn't understand that. Now I'm hoping the rest of the audience is clear.
Think about it. Cinderella, you had Maleficent, you got Jungle Book now. They seem to be on the track that they are going to make their fairy tales real stories. They're turning the cartoons into the live-action movie. The question is it time for that? Should we do that? Is that a good idea or a bad idea? I don't know.
It worked in reverse for us. Our animated TV show is doing really well. Everything Old is New Again. The kids show, I think it's on PBS now, isn't it?
Yes, I love the way they filled in the back of my head. I don't have what my little three-year-old calls the circle anymore. They actually put the hair there, so I don't have the male pattern baldness. So that's why I love that cartoon. and it looks like I ran a couple of miles, too. I slimmed down in that cartoon.
They really took a lot of weight off you, buddy.
Exactly. I love it. Was that our cartoon, or was that really some... was that the Beatles cartoon? I don't know which one we're referencing here. But anyway, there's a bunch, and the trend is to do this. We can see that they're going to do an Aladdin, which is coming up. That's going to be... I think the next one it's going to be that's coming out, and they're really hot and heavy. The Friday the 13th makers of Friday the 13th, that team is doing Aladdin, though. I don't know.
Are you serious?
Yeah, so I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Wow.
Jungle Book is a big hit right now.
Yeah.
My little girl had a birthday party her seventh birthday party at the theater, and 30 kids watching
awesome.
Jungle Book.
Wow.
And I'll tell you, they really did enjoy it.
Why are they doing this? Why are they moving away from the animation to the live action?
I think because they could do things like this. Listen to this this quote from the Cinderella movie.
I want to tell you a secret that will see you through all the trials that life can offer. Have courage and be kind. Hello. You have more kindness in your little finger than most people possess in their whole body. Where there is kindness, there is goodness. And where there is goodness, there is magic.
You know, sounds a little corny, but I mean, we need a little bit of that in our lives, too, especially as a young child to hear that. Now, the cartoon was not able to really dive into that kind of seriousness of a message. It presented it, and it was well done,
right.
But it was an animation, and so there was some more lighthearted business and didn't get into some topics here. That theme of being kind in Cinderella was fleshed out, and you really understood some of the questions that you didn't understand, and if you really thought about it, of the cartoon of Cinderella. Why was the stepmother so nasty? Why is Cinderella putting up with this?
It's like more the backstory they're getting into.
Great idea. Right. Yes, great thought. Absolutely. I'll give you the backstory, and I think now it will reinvigorate. Maybe, let's just look at it. I can look at her personal nature. My now 7-year-old well, she was six at the time, wanted and looked forward to seeing this Cinderella movie like crazy. Like it was a 13-year-old looking forward to, you know, Star Wars, let's say. I mean, it was the talk of every single dinner for, I don't know, for 3 months before it came out. And so I mean, I think now she'll, and she saw it. So and I think she'll revisit Aladdin and some of these others.
Sure.
Possibly. And now an older individuals, teenagers maybe, and us, if it's given this serious tone and a serious, you know, take, maybe that's something that will bring us to the theater. What do you think?
I think so, because if they're, I mean, it's almost like what they're doing. We had that show about superhero movies, the villains fighting each other, because they get in more in depth about the actual characters themselves and the development, the backstory. And I would definitely see this.
See that? Interesting.
I like that instead of just the old fashioned Disney. You know,
but would you see this?
I can't wait to get my find my. This is me doing a princess, by the way. I didn't just suddenly. Lose it.
But would you see the Cinderella now? Would you give it a shot?
No,
it's not really a man's story, but...
Let's not get carried away. I'm not going out to see Cinderella. But I'll see, I think, the Jungle Book here.
All right. How about Dumbo? Tim Burton has recently signed to redo this 1940
You had
classic.
Me at Tim Burton. If it's Tim Burton, I'll go see Dumbo. Absolutely.
Oh, there you go. Now
are they going to use a real elephant, or is this going to be...
It's real. It's going to be a real story.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm sure they use the computers in some way like they did with Jungle Book, yeah. You know, for the animals. Winnie the Pooh, that's on the way. It's going to be a story.
Who's going to play Winnie? They're going to have an actual Winnie the Pooh?
Yes,
there?
Yes.
How are they going to do that?
Let me put it this way. I think...
You put it this way. You have no idea, basically.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out who Jason Schwartzman is, and listen up, Philip. I've never heard of that, but it's some individual.
Jason Schwartzman's a pretty famous actor.
Well, yeah, but I don't know if it's the same guy. I'm trying to figure that out. But that's who was assigned to this project as the writer. So I don't think it's the same person. Anyway, Beauty and the Beast, Emma Watson is on board, and she from Harry Potter. She's on board. That's well into development. And who else is in that? I think there's some other. What's his name that played Orloff? Josh Gad is in it.
Oh, Josh Gad, yeah.
Yep. Ewan McGregor is in it. Emma Thompson's in it. Stanley Tucci is in it. So, I mean, that's a cast and a half for Beauty and the Beast.
Cast of thousands.
Yeah. And then you've got Little Mermaids. And you got Sofia Coppola was supposed to direct it. She just dropped out, but they said it doesn't matter. We're still going forward on this. Pinocchio, the script is being written as we speak.
That's amazing how they did them all animated. Now they're doing them all live action.
Robert Downey Jr. will star as Geppetto in that movie, and he will also produce it with his wife, Susan, believe it or not.
Wow.
Fantasia. It was from 1940. Remember that musical?
Yes.
They're going to redo that again. I don't exactly know how they're going to do that, but they are. They're doing a movie on Tinkerbell, just about Tinkerbell. Straight to video. I call it video, but what? Straight to that market movies out right now. So that's been a big hit. So they're going to do a movie just on Tinkerbell, and Reese Witherspoon is going to be starring in that. It's not a goof. This is
serious
real
stuff. Yeah.
And then they're doing a Prince Charming. It's not Prince Charming that you know. It's his brother. So that might be interesting because it's probably going to be a little tongue-in-cheek about it. He's jealous about his brother getting Cinderella and all that. I'm guessing. I don't know. We'll see.
That's funny.
And then there's Sword of the Stone, which is a 1963 classic. They're going to redo that. Remember, these films came from real projects, real works of literature, which we'll get into as we get back to discuss Disney on Everything Old is New Again. So they're just going back to what was old again, which was the original stories, I think. We'll see. This is the Beauty and the Beast theme, the new one.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-9659. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-9659. 1-800-960-9659.
Say, Charlie, why the arm in the sling?
Yeah, I walked straight into that busted street sign in front of Frank's Automat.
Well, you must have been really sore at him.
You said it, pal. I said, say, what's a big idea making a fella trip out there? I was gonna sock him right in a kisser.
He's all wet. Why, you ought to sue him, Charlie.
I have half a mind to do just that. But where am I gonna get that kind of dough?
Say, I know a fella just got me out of a big jam, and he didn't break the bank.
You don't say.
Yeah, the law office of Douglas Viviani.
The law office of Douglas Viviani?
That's right, the law office of Douglas Viviani.
Viviani.
That's what I said, Viviani.
He a straight shooter?
He's a cat's meow.
He's on the up and up?
Doug's aces with me.
Is that so?
He's a bee's knees.
Well, that's just swell. You have his number?
You can call him at 631-681-1910 or email him at ViviniLaw.com.
Wait, what was that last part?
What, email?
Yeah, what's email?
ViviniLaw.com.
This is Everything Old is New Again, America's entertainment pop culture talk show with Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
No matter how your heart is breathing, if you keep on believing, the dreams that I wish will
Welcome back to Everything Old is New Again. This is Douglas Viviani, and we are discussing the Disney princess craze, and not just that, the animated Disney projects that are now going towards the real life, real stories in the movies. Before we get to that, I want to welcome and announce that we're very excited to be broadcasting on WCAP in Boston. It's also in Lowell, Massachusetts, Lawrence, Massachusetts, Nashua, New Hampshire. It's a great station, reaches out everywhere. It's the voice of the valley at 980 AM. Also, everyone gets it.
Yeah, the range is very far up there in Massachusetts from Lowell, yeah.
I like that. That's good. Thank you. One of the Kennedys checking in with us here. And we're ecstatic. We're excited to be broadcasting every Tuesday at 11 a.m., Tuesday at 11, right before maybe an early lunch break, something like that. It's great to be in that area of the country. We're thankful to be on WCAP 980. So we're going to continue our discussion here. That was a little bit of Cinderella that we just heard. And the Brothers Grimm and Hans Christian Andersen are the ones that brought these stories of Cinderella, Snow White, Sleeping Beauty, Rapunzel, Little Mermaid, Frozen, The Snow Queen. These all came to light from these two sets of authors that wrote these works of art in the early 1800s to mid 1800s.
But they were very, very different than what we see now.
Exactly. And that's what I think we got to give Disney a little credit for picking up these stories and making them heartwarming and positive in nature, because they all weren't. If you take a look at Snow White, remember Snow White? She was the first Disney princess, by the way. At her wedding, at the end of all the trials and tribulations, the Wicked Queen was made to wear iron slippers, which had been heated over a fire and made red hot, of course, burning her feet. This made her...
White was made to wear them, yeah.
No. Snow White made the queen wear them. It's the end of the
Snow
movie.
White did it to the queen?
Yes, at the end.
That's
for revenge.
Evil. That's
she
evil.
Was made to wear them, and she had to dance until she dropped dead. That
wow.
was the end of Snow White, the queen dying.
That's something like you'd see on Netflix or something, you know what I mean? That's
think about it. That's
nasty.
A great Game of Thrones type of torture.
Yeah.
Really?
That's cool.
How this ended.
Why did they change that? Why? That was a great
they
story.
They sanitize everything, this Disney. What about, I know you have there's another one I think is a great one that you have in mind, I think. Cinderella? No?
Oh, yeah. Cinderella. In the original story, right, at the wedding, while she's walking in the procession to the church, pigeons actually pluck out the eyes of each of the stepsisters, and they were blind, obviously, for the rest of their lives. So Cinderella got her revenge much the same way that Snow White did.
But was she in control of the pigeons? She probably wasn't, because she was so kind and so forth.
Snow White was pretty kind. Look what she did.
I know. These are insane. This is legit stuff.
Crazy princesses.
Yeah, listen to The Little Mermaid. The only way Ariel can come onto land and, you know, be with that prince was to drink a potion that made her feel like she was walking on knives.
Ow.
She had to pay a price for walking. And I don't know, you'd expect this selfless act to end with the two of them getting married, but nope, she chased after that prince, and they never got married. The prince married a different woman. And as a result, the Little Mermaid herself, Ariel, went back to the water. She threw herself into the sea, and because she had that potion in her, she could not turn back into a mermaid. She dissolved into sea foam.
So she committed suicide.
Yeah,
wow.
Basically. I don't know if she knew that that would happen or not. I guess she did.
That's a horrific ending.
Yeah, so
I really want to see that.
this is what Disney had to work with, and they actually made these
tremendous... the boardroom at Disney reviewing all this stuff. All right, what else you got?
Yeah, right.
Well, I got this story where... the princess kills herself in the end because she gets she has all this pain and her boyfriend blows her off and she just offs herself.
I mean, it's what is the message there, right? They change how to change it. There's some unknown facts that I want you to know about also. Did you know you're a huge Beatles fan? What animated feature were the Beatles signed to do but couldn't do because of their recording schedule? Any ideas? Think about it. We talked about it earlier at the beginning of the show.
The Jungle Book.
Yes, they were to be the voices of those four vultures. And you can see it if you watch that movie, that their script, the lines and the accents, they had the British accents. They just couldn't get the Beatles, but they had actors play, basically, the Beatles as those vultures in Jungle
Book. Wow. I did not know that. How do you like that?
No, okay.
You got me.
Now, another thing we talked about Ariel, I think is very interesting, that she's the daughter of Triton, right? We know that. And Triton is the son of Poseidon. Poseidon is the brother of Zeus, who's the father of Hercules. That would mean that Ariel and Hercules are cousins. Just throwing it out there. You like that? You don't like it?
I don't know what to think of it. I don't know what to make of it. And therefore what?
I don't know.
All right, we'll move on to the next one.
You could just say that Dumbo, for example, is the only character that never speaks in film.
He was an elephant.
Well, all right, but he's the only one.
Other animals spoke, though, right? Why didn't Dumbo? Why? Why? Because he was dumb?
Exactly.
Is that the thing?
I don't know. Big ears.
No, that's politically incorrect. Do you know that Aladdin's appearance was modeled after Tom Cruise? Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
He was originally supposed to be modeled after Michael J. Fox.
Wow.
And, for some reason, they said, no, we like Tom Cruise better. Let's make him look like Tom Cruise.
Wow. I wonder if Cruise got any royalties or anything like that.
He probably doesn't even know that. Probably doesn't even know that.
Now, you know Tiana, the princess, right?
Yes.
The one in New Orleans. Alicia Keys auditioned 3 times for that role, was turned down.
Really?
Beyonce refused to audition and was expected just to be offered the part. And neither of them got it. Just saying, you can't just be a singer. You got to be an actor, actress too, a voice actress in those. And I don't know, that's a little something there. You got anything else? That's crazy. Yeah,
that's crazy. I do have one. Did you know that Dumbo was it? No, never mind. do you know that little known fact? Beauty and the Beast, first animated film ever to be nominated for Best Picture at the Academy Awards.
Ah, I like that.
Like that.
How about a Star Trek reference? Patrick Stewart, who was the captain of the Next Generation,
Picard,
was originally offered the role of Jafar in Aladdin.
Wow.
But he turned it down because he was filming Star Trek The Next Generation.
Interesting. There's your Star Trek connection.
Thank you. How about Mickey Mouse? You know what his original name was supposed to be?
Murray?
Mortimer.
Mortimer Mouse. I think I knew that, yeah.
Right, there you go. Finally, we talk about Aladdin. When he lies, do you know that there's a feather on his cap or his turban that falls in his face when he lies? Just want to throw that out there. You take a look at these movies. Sometimes it's interesting.
Did you discover that yourself watching Aladdin?
I certainly did not. My friend Wikipedia brought that to my attention. Do you think that these princess movies are? We only have 45 seconds, but do you think these princess movies are doing justice to, to the stories that we're talking about?
How am I supposed to answer that in 45 seconds? You have taken. There you go. Are they doing justice? Yes, I think they probably are. I haven't seen any yet, but if they're doing live action, it means they're doing more character development, and I think that's a good thing.
All right. Well,
we're going to talk about that later, right? The whole image of Disney princesses.
We sure are. All absolutely. Right. And before we do that, I want to do a few more of these. Well, I don't know. Let's take a listen to the clip number 5. What do we got there? Or number 6? Is it number 1?
That's a homeland. They understand.
Yeah.
That they don't reprimand their daughters.
Yeah. All right.
Right, young women, sick of swimming. Ready to stand.
Dave, what do you think of the future of the Disney princess? Do you think that these animated films are the way to go, or do you think that they're making a mistake?
I think there were.
Okay.
There you go. I summed it up pretty well.
Good.
No, they're the way to go because character development, getting into why they're acting the way they are and the backstory, and I think that's good for kids. I really do.
You do think it's good.
Better than it had been before, where the princess waits around to get married.
Interesting. Okay, I
are you? Because you look totally distracted over there.
I can't find what I'm looking for here, and I'm struggling.
Do you want me to expound more on on that premise?
Let me have a little more. You got 15 seconds.
Ooh, 15.
Original princesses were relying upon men for their happiness. And
yes, exactly. I think that was basically the overall theme for a long time, for many, many, many years. And now, finally, they're moving away from that. Just go to the Disney Princess website. You'll see what I mean. They totally redesigned the website.
Love it. We'll be back. Everything Old is New Again.
If you currently use a CPAP system, I've got an important question for you. Are you sure you're keeping your CPAP system clean enough? Like, really sure? A dirty CPAP system is a perfect breeding ground for germs. Put that mask on, and they've got a direct line to your body. Talk about a good way to get sick. Fortunately, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs in minutes. To introduce it to the world, they want you to try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-761-9548. With SoClean, you never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. Supplies are limited, so don't wait. Call 1-800-761-9548. 1-800-761-9548.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-956-1072. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-956-1072. That's 1-800-956-1072. 1-800-956-1072.
You're listening to Everything Old is New Again.
What's your name?
Angelica.
And how old are you?
5.
And what is the princess code?
Be kind, loyal, and be sweet.
How do you like that, huh?
That's cute.
Blast in the Past, that was from last year. We did
right.
A show on Princess, you can look back. But that's Angelica, my daughter at 5, presenting to us what the princess code is. Did you even know there was a princess code?
I did not. Well, until Angelica told me, no.
There you go. So, building upon that and that thought, the princess theme has been popular since 1937, Cinderella, right? And I want to quiz you, could you name, there are now 11 princesses that are official princesses for Disney. Can you name them, do you think? I'm going to read them out to you, or do you think you can name them?
Snow White.
Okay.
We said Cinderella.
Yep.
Tiana.
Yes.
Merida.
Good.
I can't believe these are coming to me. Who is the Little Mermaid?
Little Mermaid's Ariel.
Ariel. Who is Beauty and the Beast?
That's Belle.
Oh, that's Belle.
Good.
Okay, I don't know the others. Pocahontas.
Pocahontas. Yep. How about Aurora?
Aurora,
which
yes.
is Sleeping Beauty. How about
right.
Mulan?
Mulan.
Which they're also making a live-action movie for. And Jasmine?
Jasmine.
All right, so those are the official, that's the official list. Now, let's dive into this. I want to know, first of all.
What about Brenda? Was Brenda on there? Brenda? I'm kidding. Go ahead.
That was your high school date to the prom. Was she a princess? I don't know.
Yeah,
let's
listen
to the effect of the Disney princess.
I threw me up there. Magic, and I want to say that I hope Disney will make their next princess like you.
That's Dancing with the Stars a couple years back when they had Amy Purdy on, if you remember, and Judge Carrie Ann Inaba was making a statement about princesses and how she had no legs.
Right.
So,
right.
Or some of her legs were missing and portions. So she was...
You can't get more specific.
Exactly.
Right.
Olympic snowboarder, and basically she was saying and professing how the Disney princess theme, just off the top of her head, it's cultural. It's ingrained. We are talking about it because everyone knows what it's supposed to mean, like Angelica just mentioned. Now, based on that, I would say that there is a development of the Disney princess that has happened, where it's become more, the princesses themselves have become more self-assured and more modern women, if you will. So you think they're going to like when they redid Cinderella, they didn't, they changed things a little bit so that she was a little more modern as well, and she wasn't just sitting around the house waiting for the prince to come along.
Right.
So do you feel that you have a favorite that you may want to bring?
Well, first of all, I think that Disney definitely heard the first show we did, because they completely redesigned the Disney Princess website. It's now, I went there.
Since our show.
Since our show.
I know.
And they took out all of the stuff that had... That I thought was presenting a bad image, bad role models for girls. And now there's this video on there that shows girls like doing active stuff, like playing sports or, you know, participating in things in their lives that mean something, protesting, I mean, getting into everything. And they're all inspired by individual Disney princesses. So they're definitely changing the message, which I think is a great thing. And I think that the live action movies are supporting that.
I think it's a great step. I think they're doing, if you look at the most recent ones like Rapunzel and Tiana, I mean, these are self-assured individuals that are going to stand up for themselves.
Right, and Tiana, I would say, would be, if we were having the fantasy draft pick of Disney princesses, Tiana would be my number one.
And why would you say that?
Because she basically is an entrepreneur. She's very self-assured. She chose to become a frog rather than, you know, just to have a good relationship, she chose to become a frog. How many princesses?
You know, she spent more time as a frog than as a human in that movie.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Just
so, right. Yeah, I liked her because she was an entrepreneur. She had that spirit to her that I admire.
Let's see what our friend Angelica Giuliana Viviani has to say about her favorite.
Angelica, which princess is your favorite?
Cinderella.
Tell me why.
Because she never gives up and she's brave and kind and helps the animals do her chores. And because that the princess is really kind and her stepsisters are not, but then they figure out that they have to be good to be a good sister. And I like that. Yeah, they learn a wonderful lesson.
See that? How do you like that?
Wow.
That's my girl.
You didn't coach her on that?
Not at all.
Wow.
I just threw the microphone in her face when she was having a Fruit Loops the other day. I say Fruit Loops. It really
wasn't. You're such a good parent. Fruit Loops, really?
Really,
she's learning all these great lessons, and you're giving her Fruit Loops.
No, it was really the pancakes we had. And you see how she... The thought process, if you asked somebody back in the 60s that question, maybe it'd be a different answer. I don't know.
It's totally different.
But she's looking for lessons and seeing lessons,
right,
about being brave and,
yes,
kind.
And teaching and helping people who are not, you know, brave and kind become kind.
Exactly. Yeah. Her sisters. And let's see what now my 3-year-old, who's his favorite princess, is Leo.
Leo, tell us, who's your favorite princess or prince?
The Hulk.
Tell me why you like the Hulk so much.
Because I want to grow up as him.
Okay. And is he a prince or a princess?
He's a superhero.
You couldn't fool him.
No.
Prince or princess. He's a superhero.
And Disney loves that because, as you know, Disney recently just bought Marvel,
right,
a couple years back.
Right.
So the Hulk, in theory, could be a prince.
That is so funny. Wow.
That's my guy.
He wants to become the Hulk.
He imitates his dad. His dad goes out and gets the mail and comes back with the bills, and sometimes dad turns into the Hulk when the bill is a little high. He is a great role model there.
Hulk smash bills.
Right, exactly. All right, let's see if anyone knows who my favorite is. Let's see.
Now, who's Daddy's favorite?
Rapunzel.
There you go. So it's well known in my house that I'm the big Rapunzel fan.
And what do you get into arguments, or do you have to like support your position?
I do have to support my position because she battles me with the Cinderella.
Really?
Yes.
What's her argument?
She likes Rapunzel. There's no question. She just likes Cinderella better.
I see.
And I'm telling her, there's something she may not really grasp at this age, but as far as I'm concerned, Rapunzel is someone that turns her life around effectively. She doesn't find a prince. She finds a guy that's basically a burglar, right?
Right.
And he turns his life around to a better person through her actions. She goes into this nefarious bar where these characters that you think would take advantage of her, and she turns them all around, talking about their dreams and how they can achieve their dreams. She's inspirational. She has the courage to say no to her mom, which tells her to stay in that castle her whole life, that the world is terrible. She's like, no, I want to experience the world. She's smart. She figures out that she's the princess based upon the evidence that presented.
Right.
So she's very logical in that way. The ending, I think everyone has seen this movie, I hope. The ending is tremendous, where she makes a deal with her mom to go with her mom if her mom allows her to revive with her superpower of her hairs, Flynn Rider. And then Flynn turns around and doesn't allow that to happen, or doesn't want that to happen, and cuts her hair. I just think that the nobility there, you know, she didn't know Flynn was going to do that, the nobility there of her to sacrifice her life for another is tremendous. So, I mean, there's so many lessons to me in that story that if you look for them, not everybody does, but if you look for them and see it enough, that's it.
I'm changing my princess. I'm siding with Angelica. I'm going with Cinderella. So you're overruled 2-1.
Oh, no! What about Leo, come on back, man. Give me a vote for Rapunzel. Stop with this Hulk business, would you? Anyway, we'll be right back on Everything Old is New again after we listen to a little of the Tangled theme song.
Hour, I'm so glad I left my tower. Like all you lovely folks, I've got a dream.
Do you use a CPAP device for sleep apnea? Are you tired of dragging your bulky in-home device everywhere you travel? Then you need to know about Transcend, the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It lets you sleep in total comfort anywhere you go. And right now, you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-946-9857. Transcend from MiniCPAP.com is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can sleep comfortably even while flying. Transcend is our smallest, lightest, and most portable mini-CPAP design ever, offering all the performance of a bulky standard in-home device. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-946-9857. Again, that's 1-800-946-9857.
Anyone can create a podcast on the web. In fact, there are millions of them online. But if you want quality internet talk radio, just remember this address, TalkZone.com. TalkZone is internet talk radio for planet Earth with talented hosts, great guests, and good conversation. Ready to share your thoughts and ideas with a global audience? Become a TalkZone show host yourself. Learn more at TalkZone.com. Internet talk radio for planet Earth.
TalkZone.com.
When you're looking for a job, changing your career, or applying for a promotion, your resume is the first thing seen that represents you to a potential employer. Make sure your resume makes a clear, concise, and professional impression of who you are so you can get that job. Send your current resume to resumedoctorinc@aol.com for a free online review. You'll receive a reasonable quote to properly prepare your resume. Let us make sure you have a resume that will get you noticed. Send your resume or questions to resumedoctorinc@aol.com. That's resumedoctorinc@aol.com.
Now, back to America's entertainment pop culture talk show, Everything Old is New Again, with Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
The allegation there is that's Bill Murray as Baloo. I think I can't tell from the whistle itself, but that Bill Murray is or that voice is doing the
really
the Bare Necessities song, and that's from the Jungle Book movie. 2016 just came out. It's a big hit. Bill Murray definitely does play Baloo, but they don't play with any music.
There's no music in the movie.
No, that's the sense of it. That's kind of the music. They don't break out into song as they do in the cartoon.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's something something that's going to be attractive to kids or not. I'm going to ask Angelica, because she really has a handle, my little girl, on this whole genre. And I want to ask her.
Sounds like she does.
She
does.
What's up with Jungle Book and the live action?
What about the new Jungle Book movie coming out? Are you looking forward to that?
Absolutely. Like, I've seen, like, tons of commercials of it. It looks so good.
Is it okay that it's not a cartoon?
Yeah, it's okay. It's the same movie, so I don't mind.
See that? There she goes.
She doesn't mind.
She's a piece of work, that kid.
Let me tell you, she's very precocious.
Got to have her on live.
You should bring her on. Yeah, absolutely.
At least a call-in guest. I don't know if we should have her.
I don't know. I think she'd be able to go toe-to-toe with us on many subjects.
She sure can. She does on a daily basis, day in and day out. You got to see the mornings of what happens in my house in the morning. Time is of the essence, right? I got to get her to school and get off to where, the bus comes at a certain hour.
Yeah.
And I
got
to get Leo off to
preschool
and, we have to drive him.
Right.
So I have to leave the house, get him to there, come back to the house, wait for the bus, and then I'm on my way.
But doesn't Juliana help in that?
She leaves earlier.
Oh, so she's gone by the time you get...
come till 9:05. Juliana's at work at 9.
Ah.
So it's me. So every morning, this is the struggle. Do you want to hear this or not? I don't know.
Go ahead.
She sounds so precocious and lovely, and so does Leo. But boy, in the morning, if they haven't gotten their sleep... Or, they get to bed a little late at night because, we want to hang out with them and stuff.
Grumpy?
It's a little different.
Still in the Disney vein with Grumpy. No?
Yeah. Basically, it is the worst time of my day. I get up.
Really?
And
the worst time of your day?
Time of the day.
When you're alone with your two kids?
Yeah.
In
the morning with the clock ticking. Because I basically, at this point, I've said this before, I am doing the wrong thing from what I understand, but I don't care. I have to dress them while I'm waking them up. So, in other words, if I were to wake them up and try to get them to go, to get their teeth brushed and put their own clothes on, it would take at least a half hour, 45 minutes. I don't have that time.
Why don't you wake them up earlier?
Well, then that means I have to get up earlier.
Oh, gosh. I can't help you there, buddy.
You're
making your own bed there.
As it is, I'm up at 7:30. It's enough already.
Oh, 7:30. That's so early.
Preparing for this show, sometimes I'm up to 1 o'clock in the morning. You know that.
Yeah.
So it's
you
got to
wake yourself up earlier, buddy. Telling you.
It ain't happening.
You're creating the drama. I hate to tell you.
Basically, I put the shoes on. I put the socks on. I put the pants on.
But you don't, you're bringing the stress on yourself. Sorry.
See that?
I felt bad for you, but now that I got the facts.
All right, so, Mike, our engineer, let's cut that last 5-minute section out. And
Why? That was a good discussion. I'm going to call you at 7 o'clock every morning to wake you up. How's that?
You could try. You could definitely try. You ever see Baloo when he's sleeping in Jungle Book? It's like he's napping, and it's the snoring and everything. That's it. Anyway, so we're back to the Disney princesses. And, they're not always as kind and lovely as they sound in the mornings. But for the rest of the day, for 98% of the time, they're tremendous. So this Disney theme has affected Angelica, I think, for the better. But, there are people that say the reverse. Have you heard that, what they've said about Disney and put things down and it's not really what it should be or what?
Well, yeah, I think that, the old premise was that they don't provide good role models for girls. I think that's changed. I think it's changed. But I think that the bad part was once you got the good message and came out of the movie with it, that the marketing part of Disney reemphasized all the old bad stuff, that they made all the Disney princesses kind of look alike, regardless of the ethnic background. They all had impossible looking figures and faces, and it just made girls, there were some scientific studies done that psychologically this had a really negative impact on young girls, and it led to some pretty, horrific but bad influences, basically. Bottom line, let's leave it at that.
Right. But what I think what's smart about Disney is they listen to criticism, like all of us should in some way, with an open mind. And they've gone ahead, and I think they've done a pretty good job at this point. Because I could put my kids in front of any Disney movie, really. And
the movies weren't the problem. I think the problem was once you went outside the movie.
That's also a parent's responsibility, isn't it?
It's what you let into the house.
Exactly. It's enough with the... with all this, you know, this stuff.
Agreed. Like, but the website did change, because I remember when we did the show a long time ago.
That's wild.
The website was completely different and very much, you know, hitting on all those old stereotypes. And now it's pretty cool.
Now, don't you think it's pretty cool that they was pretty intelligent enough to go ahead and pull out stories? Even Frozen is not a new story.
Right.
It's a story from, let me look it up. I think that one's Hans Christian Andersen.
Yeah, you're right. And I forgot what it was called, but
I mean, it's amazing that they were able to take that and reinvent it and reestablish a positive tone. By the way, did you know that the sister, who was the one at the cold power, was supposed to be a villain the entire time? She was not supposed to turn into a positive person, but they created that song, "Let It Go,"
right?
That changed the script. They had no choice. Said that is such a great song. And the reaction we're getting when she's saying "Let it go" and "Let me get away from all these restraints of society," if you will, it's pretty much what she was doing, right?
Huh.
She was throwing her society behind, saying, "I don't care. I want to be what I am. I want to be this frozen person. I'm going to build my castle and whatever, and live alone if I have to."
Yeah.
So they said that is so a positive. Rather than keep that as a negative person, which you could have. They could have continued with that. They said, let's go with it. That's a nice, positive message. Have you seen online, on YouTube, I've seen, maybe I'm going to say maybe a year ago when it was a little more popular, the Let It Go. If you put up Let It Go and pull up Marines or Army or military, you've got guys in the barracks watching that scene. Guys, these are soldiers. These are heroes.
Really?
And they are listening to that song. And when it's over, they're cheering it on.
Wow.
They think the same mindset. A soldier is the same mindset.
Yeah.
I want to, you know, do what I want. Think about what you had to do to become a soldier. Most people, family, the first reaction is, oh, that's dangerous. I'm not sure I want my child to do that. So they may have received some, as an obstacle, and they've overcome that, and boot camp and everything else. So they wanted to do what they wanted to do. They let it go, if you will.
Can I make a suggestion? Go to the Disney website and click on the quiz, which Disney princess am I?
Ah.
And tell me what you come up with, because I did that before the show.
Really?
And I am, is it Merida from Brave?
Right.
Yeah, that's me.
Interesting.
That's
they explain it, or they just give you the...
They give you a bunch of questions.
Right.
One of them is how you like your hair. mine's curly. I had to go with curly.
Right.
Others are, you know, what you like in a prince and that kind of stuff, whether humor or looks or whatever is important to you. I like my princess to be funny.
Okay.
And that's who I came up with. I'm Merida.
Wow.
So I'm interested to see who you would.
Oh, I wish you would have told me that before this segment.
I was scrambling to get here. I did it at the last second.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Oh, that's a really great idea. Wow. I would suggest that I might end up being Tangled. I mean, you know, well, I don't know. Did you see Brave? And did you, do you have an affinity for her before this test?
One of the questions is, what do you like to do with your weekends? And one of the answers is be outside. That's my favorite thing.
Okay.
Outdoor activities. So I think that's probably what.
All right, because Rapunzel certainly has nothing. I have nothing to do with hair at all. maybe I have a psychological affinity to her because she has so much hair.
There is no option for how you like to do your hair. There isn't, I have no hair. It's not an answer. So, yeah, you'll probably go with long flowing locks.
Exactly.
You know.
Well, maybe that's the reason why I like her so much. I doubt it. But
just give me some of the hair. Just a little bit.
Please. All right, let it go. What can I tell you? I do want to say that discussion that we just had was a lot of fun. I appreciate it. I hope all of you did. We're going to come on back next week and talk about Harry Houdini on Everything Old is New Again. So come on back. Listen to Angelica take us out with a little Let It Go. Anything I can do that to my little girl is good for me.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-7237. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-7237. Step 3, congratulate yourself.
By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-7237. That's 1-800-940-7237.
This show is sponsored by the Law Office of Douglas Viviani. Douglas Viviani has been providing quality legal services for over 26 years. We are a general practice firm and can handle any legal matter you may have for a reasonable fee. If you were involved in a car accident, starting a business, planning your estate, or need of a criminal attorney, please call 631-681-1910 or email us at vivianilaw@aol.com. Get the justice you deserve. Contact the Law Office of Douglas Viviani.
If you're looking for world-class website hosting at a fair price, Pear Networks is your best choice. Whether you're a professional web designer or a beginner just getting your site online, Pear Networks has a web hosting plan that's right for you. Log on and learn more at Pear.com. That's P-A-I-R.com. Pear Networks, world-class web hosting at a fair price. Visit us at Pear.com. Pear Networks.
Registering a domain name on the web? You should know about Pernik. Pernik offers .com names at a great price with quality service you expect. Because Pernik is powered by internet leader Pear Networks. Whether you need a domain name for business or personal use, Pernik is your best choice. Remember Pernik when you need a domain name. That's P-A-I-R-N-I-C.com. Pernik.